I'd rather be dead than 6 foot under the ground to miss the will of God. Get your Bibles tonight and turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 60. I want to bring you a message on some glad morning. I'll fly away. Some glad morning. I'll fly away. Get your Bible. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 8, we find these words. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? May I read it again for emphasis? Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Now, my beloved, the question comes, who are these? Yeah. Who are these?
Amen.
The answer, my dear friend, is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I believe that most of it is quoted tonight. I want you to know tonight, as we look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it answers the question, who are these?
Yeah.
The Bible said that for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and I like that. I want you to know tonight that my Lord and your Lord is not ashamed when you shout his precious name. He's coming with a shout and saying, I'm glad, praise God, that he's not sending somebody else. I want to thank God tonight that he's not going to send another. That he plainly says that he's going to come himself. I'm looking for him, praise God. If he don't come tonight, I'll be looking for him in the morning. If he don't come in the morning, I'll be looking for him tomorrow evening. I think of a preacher that came to our church some years ago, and he said, Brother Wright, I don't feel very well, but if you want me to preach, I'll go ahead and do the best I can. And I said, Brother, I believe it's God's will that you stand and preach for us tonight. He stood and said, folk, I live by myself. He said, a few days ago, my wife was sick and had a bad headache and said she was a complaining type person some of the time, most of the time. And he said that she said, honey, I need to go to the doctor. I need to go the worst way. And he said, honey, just sit down in the rocking chair. You'll be all right in a few minutes. She sat down in the rocking chair. He went in the kitchen, and when he returned, she'd gone into eternity. Now, I'll tell you, as he stood that night, he said, it'll be hard for me to get over this. I would that God that ought have grabbed her up and put her in the car and took her to the doctor, but I didn't. I've got to live with it. But I believe that God is going to call for me soon. I know that she's not sick anymore.
Amen.
I know that she made it home.
Amen.
One day I'm going to join her yonder forevermore. And he said, Brother Wright, every night just before I go to bed, he said, I put on my pajamas and I walked through the window shade. He had Venetian blinds in his home. And he said he always went to the window and he raised the Venetian blind. And he said, perhaps tonight, but if not, but if so, don't make any difference. But I want you to know, if you don't come tonight, or you do come tonight, I'll be asleeping, but I'll be ready. He's ready in the morning time. He got up about 5 o'clock in the morning. He said he went to the same Venetian blind. He opened them up and peeked out there and said, Lord, perhaps today. And if so, I'm looking for you.
Yeah.
But I'll be busy. Amen. I guarantee you tonight, if he comes tonight, I want him to know I'll be sleeping, but I'll be ready. And if in the morning, bless God, he comes, he'll catch me busy, and I'll be ready. I don't see anything in the Bible tonight that would keep him from coming this hour. He don't have to give 1985. He don't have to give another day. He could come tonight. I'm looking for him. Sometime morning, I'll fly away. I'll say, yonder in heaven, and I'm looking to see him, looking to go and be with him yonder. The saints of God, it's a picture of the saints of God on their way home. Amen.
Yeah.
You know the best part of a vacation? You know the best part of a vacation? Getting back home.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody yet. You know, they've got to have a vacation. I've got to get away from things. Then they get back home. They have to have another vacation to get over the vacation that they just vacationed home. I've never seen a family yet that went away from home that just a few days before they returned, every one of them said, including Mama, Daddy, son and daughter, saying, it'll be good when we get back home.
Amen.
I'll say, I'm looking to get back home. Who are these? Turn with me, please, to the book of Revelation, chapter 7. Somebody said the book of Revelation was so hard to understand. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot in there that is easy to understand, amen.
Yeah.
And when you ask, who are these that are headed home? The answer is in Revelation chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Who are these? The blood-washed saints of God, amen. That's who it is. And I'll tell you their description here. I want you to see their description in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 8. They fly, amen. Yes, sir. A big preacher told me one time that Lord not stand and say, I'll fly away. He said, there was no such a thing as having wings. He said, do you believe an angel has got wings? He said, you believe that? I said, no, wings would be in their way, amen. No, heaven, my beloved. These are headed home. They are headed home. Some glad morning when the skies was o'er, I'll head home, glory to God. I'm looking for it. I pray that night is the last night that I'll ever get to live in this whole world. I'd like to go home, amen. I'd like to gather yonder and to make fun when you say that I'll fly away. If I had wings, you know, that I want you to know in Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 40, he shall fly as an eagle, amen.
Yeah.
The Bible said in Hosea chapter 9, verse 11, fly away like a bird, amen.
Yeah.
The Bible said in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 8, they shall fly as the eagle.
Uh-huh.
So one glorious day, don't you know it'll be our last flight, amen. And I don't believe it'll be long. I believe in a short while the Lord will call for you and me to go home. Don't you notice something else about these saints of God? They are not only flying, but it tells how they are flying as a cloud, a great multitude. Now, my beloved, when you begin to talk about the number of the saints under the book of Revelation, talk about who's going to heaven, you always have this crowd to come around and try to contradict you. Some years ago, I was sitting in my study on Sunday afternoon preparing for the night services. And by the way, I'm overjoyed at this. Some of my people here tonight have been with me a long time. Brother Tommy Doherty said if I wasn't doing it right, he wouldn't know the difference because he'd never been under nobody else. My heart was overjoyed when Brother Marty said that you keep somebody 15 years with you. You've got your song. Did you know I just lost someone who's been with me 10 years? I'm so glad. I really am. A man will stay with you that long, praise God. He's got something.
Amen.
I've kept them from having a pastor 19 years at the Bible Baptist Church in Pascagoula. I'll tell you, as I was preparing that Sunday afternoon for a message, some girls and some boys came and knocked on my study door, and it was a group of them, and they asked me to give me some literature. And I said, well, is it Bible? And they said, oh, yes, it's Bible. I said, well, you keep it. I have one, amen.
Yeah.
And they went on and went down the road. And it wasn't about 10 minutes until the phone rang. And I said, hello. And a woman said, are you the administrator down at the Bible Baptist Church? I said, no, ma'am, we don't have no administrator around here. She said, well, are you connected with the church anyway? I said, well, I run the thing. And I said, well, that's, you know,
If I didn't run it, somebody else would. And we got run it to keep somebody else from us. Amen. And she said, well, I think you're the one I want to talk to. Did some girls and boys come to your house want to go? I said, yeah, there's a group came. Why? She said, well, your dog bit my little girl. And I said, is that right? I have a little dog, weighs about 3 or 4 pounds. She said, your dog bit my girl. I said, is that right? I didn't know that. She said, well, it did. And you might do something about it. I said, was those boys and girls, one of them Jehovah's Witnesses, one of them, oh, yes, it was. I said, my dog bites everybody that don't believe in hell. I said, you come out of my house, tell me to let hell. Don't cry, hallelujah, and he'll bite you. What are you going to do about this? You got to do something. I said, what am I going to do about it? She said, yeah, you've got to do something. I said, I'm going to get my dog and go to the veterinarian just as quick as I can. I don't want my dog to catch hydrophobia, amen. Amen. I think you slammed the phone down. I hadn't heard from her since. Amen. I'll tell you, my beloved, I believe there's a heaven yonder. I'm headed to it, glory to God. I'm going just as quick as he calls, amen. I'm leaving here. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 said, John saw a great multitude, which no man could number. I like that, amen. Of all nations, kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in the hands. I'll tell you, they're coming in as a cloud. Don't you notice something else? They're coming home as a dove to their window, amen. I'll tell you, when I read that, there's something running up and down my backbone like a yo-yo. My shirt tail held like a little chain. I said, boy, the cloud, that's a picture of the dove yonder. And Noah's day yonder, on the ark, and settled in the window. Glory to God. I'll tell you, the sky's filled with saints of God who are weary and been wandering here in this world. Amen. My heart is tender tonight as you stand and said it was worth it all. Hallelujah. How to the no blessed God, there's nothing ever come upon man that wasn't worth it all. If God permitted it, it's worth it all.
Yes.
Amen. He was God regardless. Amen. For the 19 years I've been younger as pastor, I stand Sunday morning, Sunday night, week tonight, sound like a broke record to some of them, but I plead with them to stay with God, be dead. Amen. Good old boy standing by the roadside and holding the halter of his horse. And it's the poorest horse you've ever seen in your life. In fact, it's bad on the inside, rib stuck out on the outside. You could play a tune on his ribs. You could hang your hat on his hips. And the man come by and said, son, that's no horse. He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, is he a race horse? He said, no, sir. He said, is he a plow horse? No, sir. He said, is he a show horse? He said, no, sir. He said, what can you do? And he said, he'd stay hitched, amen. Hey, what's God? Hallelujah. You'll be glad that you're here. You'll be glad that you're here. For if he that flies a cloud and is a dove to the window, I'll be honest with you, my beloved. I roam for the rapture. I hunger for the rapture. I, in my heavenly home yonder, I dream about it every night. Glory to God. I'll tell you, I'll be so glad when the rapture takes place. I can leave this old world. I'm headed to the one that loves me. I enjoyed what the woman said a while ago, that she is so in love. When she said that, I got to think about myself. I said, my God, I love me. I've been told so many times, you know, that when personalities is given out, they didn't know where we're going right. Got on the house wreck. I'll tell you, I want you to know tonight, I'll be glad when that day comes.
Yeah.
I'll be glad. Now yonder, back on the farm, We had to pick cotton where I come from. I was in Georgia a couple of 3 weeks ago. And you know, that's the peculiar church I've been in my life for the morning. I've never been in a church like that. There are over 200 people there, and I believe every one of them has a pistol strapped on their side. Yeah. They're not ashamed of it. No, sir. Come on, got shoulder straps. That's what it's all. The women got pistols in their purses. They don't put up with nothing. I got on the Monday night, and a man come up with his tongue in his cheek and said, "Can you preach?" I said, "Well, God called me." He said, "If God calls you, you preach."
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Yeah, I tell you, roughest bunch I've seen in my life. They love God, but they don't put up with nothing.
Amen.
No, sir. A man come there and say he's saved and makes a mess. They send him home, amen. They just don't put up with anything at all. No, sir. If you don't believe I'm telling the truth, amen, go over there. Gotta ask a man, I said, "I understand you carry a gun." He said, "No, you misunderstood. I got two, amen." Back yonder on a farm, we had to work hard. I mean, we had to work. If you're on an 8-hour shift, I want you to know it. My old daddy's the one thought of it, amen. You'll say, "Your daddy is the one thought of the 8-hour shift." Yes, sir. 8 hours for dinner, 8 hours after dinner. That's right. 16 hours for dinner. Yonder in the cotton fields, when it got tired, it got hot, and way over in the evening time, there's an old Negro woman named Sophronia. We called her Phony. Now, don't you ask me how to spell it, because it don't. But we called her Phony. She was a midwife. She delivered all of us boys in that community into the world. And she's witnessed to me a lot of times. And I can hear it now. Yonder in the old cotton field, when it gets hot, we're tired. She'd look up to heaven yonder and hold her hands up and say, "Swing low, sweet carry on.
Amen.
Come to carry me home."
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll finish you saying, and it would cheer our hearts to know that she loved God's soul. And she'd say, "You white children, you better get right with God.
Uh-huh.
You better repent of your sins. You better trust God." Well, we come on up. And I got out in the world, got out deep in sin, standing here tonight with one eye, standing here tonight with marks and scars that I would not have if I had listened to somebody that called to me as a teenager and got concerned about me and told me about Jesus Christ, the darling Son of God. I don't believe I'd be standing here with a blind eye tonight. I don't believe I'd be standing here with the scars and marks all over my body, and that old black woman did everything that she could to get us right. You know, one day I went off and made a mess. I came back home. My wife was defeated. My daughter was crying. I didn't have a dime in my pocket. And I looked in the shoe, thought maybe there's some change, wasn't nothing. Looked in the cuff of my pants and no nothing. You know, the devil will leave you like that.
Yeah.
He'll leave you in an itch and he'll leave you half dead. I got out of my car, and you know who I met first of all? I met Phrony. I was scratching way out here from my head. My eyes look like 2 fried eggs in a gallon of buttermilk. I'll tell you how to do it. An old Tony looked at me and said, "Mr. Leroy, you sure has made a mess.
Yes, amen.
You sure has made a mess." She said, on Tuesday morning, April the 5th, 1927, I was called to your house. Because your mama was in terrific pain. And said, "Before I get on, she said, you come through the world and give me a pain." And she said, "You second to nothing. And when you was born, I delivered you. I placed you on a table there and we weighed you on a pair of chicken scales. And said you weighed 7 pounds in one ounce. And said your head is just as round as a hickory nut." And she didn't say it that hard. She said it was rounder than. And she said, "I prayed for you. I watched you grow up. I wanted you to become somebody. But said you were just second to nothing. and said, if you don't repent of your sins, you're going to die.
That's right.
And you're going to go to hell.
Amen.
I looked at her and I said, Tony, let me ask you something. Are you going to heaven? She said, just as true and just as so as those bee martins are heading those doors that are down in your backyard. And I said, Tony, as ugly as you are and as black as you are, you think God lets you in heaven? I'll tell you, when I ask her that, two old tears streamed down her eyes and just stopped right there on her cheekbones. She said, Mr. Leroy, my face is black. My feet are black. My hands are black. But my heart is white. You hear me tonight?
Thank God.
And Lord, I know you in my heart.
Yeah, preacher.
Nobody ever said that to me, glory to God. Nobody had ever explained it that simple. That's so true to my
heart.
They can be put in God's black bag Bible.
Amen.
I said to her, I said, Tony, what is repentance? You said I hadn't repented to go to heaven. What is repentance? She said, Mr. Leroy, repentance is being so sorry for your sins that you don't do them no more.
Yeah,
my dear friends, there's truth. That's the truth in that. My beloved, I want you to know one glorious day, I'm headed home.
Amen.
Now, my beloved, I'm going to give you five reasons now. All that other was the introduction, thank you. I'm going to give you five reasons tonight, but quickly. Why I yearn for his coming. My dear friends, the more I think about it, the more my heart is stirred. I don't walk around as if I was a lost man, and I go around in cemeteries a lot and read the epitaphs and such like, but if I was a lost man, I wouldn't go out there at all. Now, some people say, if the cemetery would look like a plowed field, it'd just be smooth. Well, I don't know. I don't know. He'd do it either way he wants to. It belongs to him. He'd do what he wants to. But if I was a lost man, I wouldn't walk out of the cemetery at all. I'd be afraid the rapture would take place. I'd get hit in the head with a brick. Amen. I'll tell you, I'd stay out of there if I was a lost person. I'll tell you tonight, when I'm home for his coming, I'll be raptured in this old sinful world.
Yes, sir,
this world is not my home. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I looked under somebody said, Brother Wright, are you going to resign and retire? I said, no, I'm not going to resign, and I don't believe in retiring.
No, man.
I just assumed Tuscaloosa Yonder would be my lost and found as any place I've ever been. Don't you know Tuscaloosa, Mississippi, is the stinkiest place you've ever been in your life? You let the poker tax come through, the poker ships come through, you let the paper mill get together, you let God begin to blow a wind, you can't get your breath. I've never been in such a stinking place in all of my life. I've been there 19 years. I've never seen a buzzard in Tuscaloosa, Mississippi. You try 30 miles from there, and you'll see all kinds of buzzards circling around. Somebody said, Brother Wright, weren't there any buzzards in Pascagoula? I said, it stinks so bad, bless God, they won't even come down here. And I want to be delivered from this old sinful world. I'm tired of it. It's not my home. It's a veil of tears. Everywhere you go, you hear of death. You hear of pain. You hear of all kind of disease. I'm glad, praise God, that you're leaving here one day. The day of Noah is being repeated to like Jesus said. We find that there's eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. There's four things that happened in Noah's day that you find in this day. But he tells about the days of Lot also. And there's more than four things you find in Lot's day. Eating, drinking, buying, selling, and planning, and building. Six things in Lot's day. So, my dear friends, you see it right out. You see Noah's day in the
second,
and you see the last days of this one also. Now, I want you to know that the Bible does not tell any stories. It tells the truth. And so, there are many hearts broken in this world. I mean, many hearts broken. Even in the city, as you stop for red lights, you see people weeping on the street cars. You see, I'm crying. It's a veil of tears. And I'll be glad when he calls us home. Thank God, one glorious day, Jesus is coming. The clouds will burst asunder yonder, and he's a-coming. And the right flight, the last flight is coming up, and we're going to leave out.
Yeah.
The last thing that you'll see of you and me is our big feet going through the sky, man. And that was the glory of the Lord that he's coming soon. I not only want to be raptured from this old sinful world, I want to be raptured out of this old sinful body. Somebody said, what kind of body we're going to have in heaven? I said, it sure won't be this one. I'm going to take this picture of the fire.
Yeah.
Won't take this blind eye up there. Glory to God, the Bible said that there's a new body. Won't be no cripples in heaven. Won't be no blind people in heaven. Won't be any sickness in heaven. When you see a person dying as well that had such a disease and suffered so long, I've stood in many funerals and said they're not suffering now. Amen. Born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb. I like the story that old Dr. Vance Havner told about his wife. I like that. He said she went, he went to the hospital that morning. She's no more than just a vegetable. The doctor said, I'm sorry to tell you, but she's going to expire soon. And the doctor said, maybe you better step out in the hall. He said, no. And he said, a few minutes and sure enough, she expired. He turned to the doctor and said, Doctor, I got to go preach this morning at a church. As soon as the church is over, I'll be back and I'll make arrangements for the funeral and all. He went in the church that morning and the news had reached the church that Liz Havener had passed on. And a dear old lady came up and said, Dr. Havener, I'm so sorry that you lost Liz Havener. He looked at her and said, you hadn't lost anything when you know where it is, amen. I like that. That's what I like that. I say unto you, one blood, baby, you're saying you're born again. What's in the blood of